This is VOA News. I'm Scott Walterman. Yemen's Iran-backed Houthi movement has officially entered the Israel-Hamas war. Reuters correspondent Matthew LaRotonda reports that the Houthis have declared on Tuesday that it fired missiles and drones at Israel.
The declaration came after Israel's military said it intercepted two objects in separate incidents around the Red Sea. On Tuesday, its military spokesperson said the launch was their third since the conflict began, seeming to confirm that it was behind an incident on October 19th when the U.S. Navy said it had intercepted three cruise missiles over the Red Sea and a drone attack on October 28th, which resulted in blasts in Egypt.
That is Reuters correspondent Matthew LaRotonda, who says the attack that went in Egypt was blamed on the Houthis at the time by Israel. Missiles could be seen falling into Gaza on Tuesday night with explosions and occasional gunfire as the Israelis continue to battle Hamas. Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist group. The United States and other countries said they were looking at options for the future of the Strip now. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken announced Tuesday he will be traveling to Israel again on Friday for meetings with members of the government there, and then will make stops in other places in the region. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu dismissed international calls for a halt to the fighting to enable emergency aid deliveries to civilians suffering from critical shortage of food, medicine, drinking water,